From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in has cautioned it's too early for optimism despite plans for an inter-Korean summit and a North Korean proposal for denuclearization talks with the U.S. The offer made public by South Korea after its delegation returned from 2 days of talks with North Korean officials, including leader Kim Jong-un. At the White House, President Donald Trump said the North Koreans seemed sincere, but pointed to the global pressure campaign as a key factor.
The sanctions have been very, very strong and very biting, and we don't want that to happen. So I really believe they are sincere. I hope they're sincere. We're going to soon find out.
A senior administration official said the North has earned our skepticism. That view shared by the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats.
North Korea has to agree to not possess nuclear capability. And until that happens, we cannot have an agreement with them. And that is our position. And so we'll see what happens here. Maybe this is a breakthrough. I seriously doubt it. But like I said, hope springs eternal.
A South Korean delegation is due in Washington Thursday to discuss the North Korean proposal. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, ahead of his trip to Africa, said in a speech Tuesday, the U.S. approach to development assistance is quite different from that of China.
Chinese investment does have the potential to address Africa's infrastructure gap, but its approach has led to mounting debt and few, if any, jobs in most countries. When coupled with the political and fiscal pressure, this endangers Africa's natural resources and its long-term economic political stability.
Tillerson said, in contrast, the U.S. aims to help nations stand on their own 2 feet. His one-week trip will take him to 5 countries, Chad, Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, Nigeria. This is VOA News. The battle for Syria's eastern Ghouta region continues with government airstrikes and fresh ground forces fighting for control of the rebel-held enclave. Some 800 have died in an intense campaign since February 18th. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauer Tuesday blasted Russia for complicity in the carnage in the besieged rebel enclave.
Russia and Assad regime continues to ignore the terms of multiple U.N. Security Council resolutions. Russia repeatedly delayed the adoption of the resolution, and it's pretty clear now why they were reluctant to vote for it. They had no intention of following it.
Also Tuesday, a Russian military transport crashed short of our Syrian runway, killing all 39 on board. The Kremlin said it appears to have been caused by a technical malfunction. President Trump remains firm in his view that stiff tariffs on steel and aluminum imports are necessary. He singled out the European Union.
They make it almost impossible for us to do business with them, and yet they send their cars and everything else back into the United States. And they can do whatever they'd like, but if they do that, then we put a big tax of 25% on their cars, and believe me, they won't be doing it very long.
Mr. Trump's economic adviser, Gary Kahn, an opponent of tariffs, announced he'll be leaving the White House. Speaking alongside Mr. Trump at the White House Tuesday, visiting Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven said he's convinced tariffs will hurt everyone. Australia and East Timor moved to end a long-running dispute by signing a treaty at UN headquarters involving a maritime border and lucrative underwater gas reserves. Julie Bishop is Australia's foreign minister.
The treaty is an important step that opens the way to develop a rich shared resource, the Greater Sunrise Gas Fields.
The gas field in the East Timor Sea is projected to hold more than 5 trillion cubic feet of gas, worth some $40 billion. More earthquakes rocked the southern highlands of Papua New Guinea early Wednesday, adding to the death toll following a major 7.5 magnitude tremor February 26 and a series of aftershocks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Tuesday accused Iran of a darkness that's descending on the Middle East.
Iran is building an aggressive empire. Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, Yemen, more to come.
Speaking in Washington to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, the Israeli leader pointed to Iranian bases in Syria and plans to build guided missile factories in Syria and Lebanon aimed at Israel. He vowed not to let that happen. A letter penned by famed German-born physicist Albert Einstein sold in Jerusalem Tuesday for over $100,000. The letter discussed one of Einstein's groundbreaking theories, was sent from Berlin in 1928 to a mathematician about the third state of the theory of relativity. An Einstein letter about the key to happiness sold last October for over $1 million. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.